Well, curiosity got the better of me. Mr. Harper said earlier, for Friedman's corn, you don't even need to cook it to enjoy it. So I shucked one here on break. I'm going to finish that at the top of the hour.
More than one bite, didn't you?
That's incredible. I've never tried just straight raw corn. You cream of corn or put it on the grill and take it off and shuck it afterwards, or corn mock shoe. But straight raw, that's mighty tasty. Yeah.
Did you see we had a caller call in, and she cooks her, she doesn't have a grill, so she was given a recipe. You just take the whole corn, you don't husk it or anything, and you leave the silk in, and you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. And take it out with a pot holder, skin it all up, butter, salt, and pepper, and she said it's just absolutely wonderful.
Microwave corn.
We'll have to try that too.
On the husk. Julie?
I do it all the time.
Oh, do you really?
I do it all the time just because if you're getting in late, you've had a busy day and you're exhausted, you just pop an ear of corn or a couple, however many you want, nuke it for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then I just, same thing, I cut the end of it in the husk, the whole thing just completely comes off, and then I slather it with butter, salt, and pepper. That's all I have.
Nice.
I like that word, slather.
Slather.
We don't use a microwave. In fact, ours broke and we never bother replacing it because we don't use it. Because that, I don't know, nuking it, I mean, I don't want to nuke my food.
Yeah, some people always, several say they are a little bit nervous about using their microwaves, but I just pray over it before I eat it.
There you go.
And then I think that I'm works. Okay. But on Fill Your Plate, if you go to it's called the Find a Farm Product, and you just search by product. In this case, it'd be sweet corn. Up will pop 7 to 8 different farmers that will sell you the sweet corn. And again, remember, here in central Arizona, it will run from now until July 4th weekend. But then if you move up north to Dewey, Humboldt area.
Camp Verde first.
Camp Verde first, you're right. Dewey. You've got some of your northern farmers. Yeah. And then even the Cochise County area.
And then even Snowflake. About September.
Which, yeah, it'll allow you to access that locally grown Arizona sweet corn through the end of September.
The sweet corn trail.
Yes. In fact, that's what we'll do. We'll create a travel guide, and
you
can just, you know, move as the corn moves.
Yeah. There you go.
The corn children, or whatever.
Children of the corn.
Children of the corn.
Getting a little creepy. Now, of all the canning and preservation, food preservation we do for our when we, you know, have more than we can eat at that time. Can you freeze corn? I've never seen any type of.
Yeah. A friend was telling me her system. She'll get 2 to 3 dozen. She'll, I think she calls it blanch them for about 3 to 4 minutes after she's shucked them. And then she will literally take the corn off the husk. And then she'll freeze them in bags. And she says, Julie, it's good for as long as I access, and we haven't used the corn up too much, and it's very tasty and has that freshness taste to it. So if you do some preparation, you can freeze it through an extended period of time.
We'll have to go to one of these farmers markets and load up on corn. That's not a crop we've grown yet, just because you've got to have multiple rows so they pollinate and stand in the wind. The one time I had a great, it was one of my first gardens, a great patch of corn. I must have had 200 stalks up there, and some cows came through the fence out in Whitman, and I mean, it was just gone in about a half hour.
They enjoyed it.
I never tried it again.
Cattle are smart. They love corn like us.
Mr. Harper, what else in that we've covered? Lawn fertilizing and watering, getting our Bermudas back. It's weed control from the extremely moist and mild
well,
winter.
We get into lawn weeds, things like spurge. We had a caller earlier about spurge. Spurge has become a huge problem, and it just, the hotter it gets, the faster it grows. So using a pre-emergent herbicide regularly on your lawn areas to keep that spurge from regenerating from seed, and of course, controlling weeds while they're young. Weeds are a huge competitor in your garden. They also are one of the best ways to control insects, especially white flies, you know, is to keep the weeds, you know, at bay as well. So, you know, controlling.
Don't provide extra foliage for them to harvest.
To breed on and to, you know, continue. We see, of course, grapevines right now, the grape leaf skeletonizers are out in force, little black and yellow striped worms that, you know, devastating that. We've seen this white fly on ficus, new white fly, especially in the central Phoenix, Arcadia area, really causing some big-time damage on huge, even super enormous ficus trees. So that's something to keep a watch out if you've got a row or a hedge of ficus that's, you know, screening you from a neighbor or somebody you don't want to see. Watch for those. So those can be treated with a systemic insecticide. We don't know a lot about that insect yet. It's pretty new on the scene. So.
And for our vegetable gardens, it's still plenty of time to plant melons, plenty of time to plant okra.
We're talking about melons and okra and eggplant, some of the squash varieties. Yeah, there's a little green called Malabar spinach that a lot of people are starting to grow to have something green and leafy through the warm months because you can't grow
lettuces, romaines,
and mustards, and things like that. So that gives you something green and leafy as
What's
well.
What's that again? I'm going to write that down.
Malabar.
Malabar spinach.
Spinach.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to see some growing, we've got some, you know, growing in our garden at the Landscape and Gardening Center. In fact, come by tonight and we'll barbecue for you.
Well, y'all, I got a little event going on tonight.
Yeah, event. Just we got Robert Tubbs coming to play some music, and we're going to cook some hamburgers and hot dogs from 5 to 8 tonight. Kind of, it's our first anniversary of the completion of our Landscape Design Center.
And what time?
5 to 8.
5 to 8. Excellent. Yeah. And so, is this an addition or aside from hot dogs and horticulture?
This is the first Saturday. We're going to expand the hot dogs and horticulture. It becomes an evening event. We've lit the bocce ball court. We've got lights on it, so you can come play bocce ball and cornhole and have a hamburger.
That's at Harper's Nursery on Hayden, south of Thomas. And Julie, the website for homeowners?
FillYourPlate.org. And you can search for recipes, farm products, and what's in season.
Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.